More than 40 days after the first airstrikes against Yemen by Saudi fighter jets, the cycle of war and destruction continues to loom over the heads of the Yemeni people. Today, Yemen is a country torn apart between national independence and foreign domination. On the other side of the Middle East, Iran points the finger of blame towards Saudi Arabia for attacking its own southern neighbor. In a meeting between the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, and a group of students at Allama Tabatabai University, Shamkhani said that the Saudi government had called for its own annihilation by triggering a war in the region.
None of the principles of proximity, peaceful coexistence, articles of violation, and laws of self-defense, according to the UN Charter, allow the Saudi regime to stage an attack against Yemen and exert pressure on the citizens of an impoverished country by targeting their bridges, gas stations, and even food factories.
Shamkhani's comments come after repeated accusations by the Saudi government that Iran was aiding Houthi fighters, a matter strongly rejected by Tehran. Recent published pictures on the media show leaflets dropped by Saudi planes over Yemen's Taiz province that read, quote, "The goal of coalition forces is to support the Yemeni people against Iranian influence." Iran's top national security official says that portraying Iran as a threat is an outdated tactic by the enemies of Iran.
The Saudis' upside-down and wrong use of the already failed lesson of the West signifies the worn-out mindset and thinking of the Saudi politicians.
Saudi Arabia accuses Iran of supporting the Houthis and Nasrallah popular movement in Yemen. Iran denies the Riyadh allegations, stressing that it only supports popular demands of the people in all the regional states, including Bahrain and Yemen, where people have revolted against the foreign-backed rulers to take their fate into their hands.
Iran strongly condemns the Saudi airstrikes in Yemen, the killing of Yemeni civilians and the destruction of the country's infrastructure, considering the act as a violation of Yemen's sovereignty in broad daylight. Tehran categorically rejects any military involvement in Yemen and believes that such efforts would only add fuel to the flames in that country, flames that could eventually spill over to Yemen's neighbors. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.